Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here for Friday, June 13th, full moon, Friday the 13th. Gotta be good times. Last week at the box office, the number one movie was The Fault in Our Stars with $48 million. It was followed by Maleficent with $34.3 million, Edge of Tomorrow, $28.8 million, X-Men Days of Future Past, $15.2 million, and A Million Ways to Die in the West with $7.3 million. New this week, you can see How to Train Your Dragon 2, 22 Jump Street, The Signal, The Rover, and more in limited release. In the news, a Sonic the Hedgehog movie is in the works from Sony Pictures Animation, and apparently I think there's enough material for a franchise. The first Star Wars movie spinoff will shoot in England. This may be a Boba Fett or Han Solo movie, and speaking of Han Solo, Harrison Ford had an injury on set this week for Episode 7. He hurt his ankle while the door of the Millennium Falcon closed on it. So say reports. Slash Film has a story about the Star Wars Underworld unmade live-action TV show. It says it would have focused on Han Solo's backstory. It may also mean elements of the 50 completed scripts could end up in the movie, or in a vault that we'll never see, or maybe as a comic book someday. Who knows? I don't. There will be a Grumpy Cat movie on Lifetime for Christmas for some reason. Vincent D'Onofrio will be Daredevil's kingpin on the new Netflix series. I assume a fat suit may be involved. On sale, Entertainment Earth. This week we have a C.S. Moore Studio sale. Buy one, get one 40% off on statues, action figures, and so much more. Order today, sale ends Tuesday night. In toy news, we added a lot of new pre-orders this week. You might say, how is that news? Well, it's kind of good news as new Star Wars and Transformers go. Not a lot in the way to Marvel. Hasbro, we added Star Wars Black Series 3¾-inch Wave 5, 6-inch Wave 5 and Wave 5 Revision 1, and the Jabba Speeder Bike Deluxe assortment. Darth Vader, Jedi Luke, and Chewbacca are coming to the 6-inch line, plus 3¼-inch newcomers like a Hoth Wedge, which we haven't had since, I guess that one was 1998, when it was the Luke body from 95, and Sergeant Dolan, I think it's pronounced. He's a Jabba the Hutt thug. Hasn't been made before, so that's pretty exciting. In Transformers, we have a new deluxe wave with Windblade, G-Axis, Nightbeat, and Crosscut. Gears and Acid Storm are up for pre-order for Legends. Voyager fans, there's a new Skybite Roadbuster set for Movie. Deluxe Wave 3 has Hotshot, Bumblebee, Lockdown, and Snarl, as well as a new Voyager wave with Slog, who's like Sludge but not, and Drift as a helicopter, which I believe is a repurposed Dark of the Moon mold from the picture I saw on a Transformers website a few weeks ago. We also had the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Leonardo Hikari Sofubi vinyl figure, a glitter one, go up, and it's pre-sold out, so you probably can't get one of those. That's it for this week. Please check out our video game podcast, even if you're not a big gamer, because we have some exciting news from E3, including Nintendo's foray into Skylander-style figures. So check that out. I will see you guys next time, and have a nice weekend.